Ksuvas Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel 12:3. The Mishnah turns to the rights of an almana, a widow. So the basic right of a widow is twofold. First of all, she's allowed to continue to live in the home of her late husband, as we'll see in the Mishnah, to be maintained at the same standard of living that she had when she was married, when he was alive. And second of all, that the estate, her meaning his heirs, have to provide for her mazonos, meaning her basic needs, food, utilities, clothing, aside from a place to live, medical attentions, and so on. So the Mishnah says inside now to sort of define more specifically those rights. Almana, if you have a widow, she'amra, and her position is, if she lazuz me beis ba'ali, I'm not interested in leaving this house. The heirs want her out for whatever reason, they want to build a condominium, they want to take it over for themselves, it doesn't matter. If she says she doesn't want to move, so then ein hayorshin yichon lomarla, they're not allowed to say to her, they have no right to say to her, lechi leveis avich, no, you just relocate to your family's home, meaning your father's home, vanuzan nosach, and we'll support you over there. No, they have no such right, she has a right to stay in the home, elazan nosab beveis vala, they have to support her while she continues to live in the home of her late husband, v'nosna mador l'fi chvoda, and they have to make sure that she's provided with a place to live that is, literally translated, commensurate with her honor, appropriate to her honor. The meaning of that ambiguous phrase is that she gets to continue to live at the same standard of living that she had while her husband was alive. So that means not just that she's allowed to have, if she used to live in a house, you know, with a sitting room and a art studio and three servants and two dishwashers and, you know, a gardener, all that stuff. She gets to keep all that stuff, that to maintain her in the same standard of living she had when he was married, and that money comes out of the estate. Now, Amra, if her position is, if she lazuz me beis abba, she says, you know what? I don't want to live with you guys. I don't live in that house. I want to live back with my family, my father's home, or now maybe her father's even dead. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean her father literally, but now it's with her brothers or, you know, her side of the family. So she doesn't want to avail herself to staying in the home of her late husband. So she doesn't have to, of course. But while there's an obligation for the estate, his heirs, to provide for her mazonos, her food, etc., they can say to her, Yochol lom, hayorshim lomarla, they can say, listen, im at etzlenu, if you're going to live with us, yesh lach mzonos, so then you'll have your full rations of food, we'll provide in full. Vim ein at etzlenu, but if you don't live with us, ein lach mzonos, then we won't. Now, the literal translation of the words seems to make it sort of binary. If you live with us, we'll pay for your food. If you don't live with us, we won't pay for your food. But that's not what the Mishnah means. What the Mishnah means is that there are certain economies of scale. When people live together, so then the total cost to provide food and utilities, etc., for all the people in the household is less than if they'd be living separately. You know, you have to only make one fire, and, you know, the same amount of food sticks to the bottom of the pot for two people, and so on. So the point is that if it works out that the cost of supporting, you know, the five people in the home, including the widow, would be, you know, $50 a week, so it's $10 a person. They say, listen, the budget to support you is $10 a week. I'm just making up a number, of course. If you live on your own, back, you know, in your own place, back in your father's homestead, $10 won't be enough, but that's not our problem. We'll provide you with $10 worth of food or money to buy food, and the whatever shortfall there is, that's not our problem. It's your problem because you're opting to live not with us, but over there. That said, Imhaisa to'enes, if she says, listen, I would rather live in my late husband's home with you guys and get a full support, and I'm not interested in living necessarily elsewhere. The problem is, the reason why I'm staying not with you but with my family is mipnei shehi yalada v'hein yiladim, because literally the translation is because she is a girl and they are boys. But it doesn't mean that literally. It means the point is they are more or less of the same age. The heirs who are living in the house, and her, the widow, are close enough in age such that it either could lead to impropriety or it looks like it's improper, you know, that these, you know, that these I'll call the single boy and this young widow are living, you know, in basically not even in the same, doesn't mean like in the same apartment. There could be two separate apartments, but they have common living area, or you know, they eat together and so on. So that's just not considered appropriate, obviously. And therefore, the din will be zan nosa v'hi b'beis avia. She will stay then elsewhere, let's say in her father's home, and they'll have to provide the food for her still, etc. And that provision of the food now has to be a full provision, even though it's going to cost them more than if she'd be living with them, and they'd have that, you know, economy of scale. And the reason why is because it's not her fault. It's not her fault she can't live with them, because it's just improper for her to stay with them, or looks improper. And therefore, since she's entitled to mezonos for support, she has to be supported in full, even though it's going to cost them a little bit more.